如果冇意见，就系跟住落去就景区嘅报告啦。我就屯区会文件2014/24號，请大家醒览呢份文件嘅内容，然后请我哋屯门区指挥官麦力高先生咧简报有关屯门区嘅罪案情况。唔该，麦生。
Thank you, Chairman. Chairman and members, I believe all of you have now received and read the report on the current crime situation in Tuen Mun District from April to May this year and from January to May. There's a few points I would like to highlight. First of all, the crime figures in Tuen Mun District from April to May in 2014 were maintained at a reasonable level when compared with the same period last year. The total number of crime cases was 625, representing a slight increase of 11 cases, or 1.8%, when compared with the same period last year. The detection rate from April to May was 42.7%, representing a decrease of 2.9% when compared to the 45.6% in the same period last year. Again, for the same period, there were 115 cases of violent crime, representing a decrease of 25 cases, or minus 17.9%, when compared with the 140 cases in the same period last year. The detection rate for violent crime remained quite high at 60%, the same as the same period in 2013. Just noting the following crimes which have an increasing trend. Technology crime, up by 34 cases. Deception cases, up by 29. Snatching cases, up by 4. And street robbery cases, up by 3. On the other hand, the following showed a decreasing trend. Violent crime, down by 25 cases. Indecent assault, down by 13 or 50%. Wounding and serious assault cases, down by 7 or 10.5%. And serious narcotics offences were down by 5. Then if we look at the overall crime situation this year from January to May, this showed a decrease when compared with the same period last year. So the total number of crime cases was 1,445, a decrease of 70 or minus 4.6% when compared with the same period the previous year. The detection rate from January to May this year was 43.9%, reflecting a minor decrease of 0.2% when compared with the same period last year. During the period, there were 243 cases of violent crime in total, representing a decrease of 75 cases, or minus 23.6%, when compared with the same period last year. And as I just mentioned, the detection rate for violent crime remained high, just almost 61%, although that was a minor decrease on the previous year. Now, for the first 5 months of the year, the following crimes have shown a decreasing trend. Violent crime, down by 75. Wounding and serious assault, down by 57. Indecent assault, down by 24 or 48%. And shop theft has also shown a decrease by some 23 cases. And the following show an upward trend. And if you notice, I've just mentioned the last 2 months, and now we're focusing on the last 5 months, and it's very similar over the period. So technology crime has increased by 48 cases, quite significant. Similar deception cases have gone up by 40. Pickpocketing cases have gone up by 10, and snatching cases have gone up by 7. Now, focusing on the two initially that have the highest upward trend, deception cases and technology crime, for those areas I'd like to give some additional elaboration for you. Now, firstly, in relation to the deception cases, this includes attempted deception cases. So that is, a crime is classified regardless of whether or not the victim loses money, just whether an attempt is made or not. So during the period January to May this year, there were 58 telephone deception cases. This was telephone deception cases accounted for the highest number of deception cases. So January to May, there were 58 telephone deception cases, with 12 of those being successful. That is, victims lost money. The previous year, the same period, there were only 33 telephone deception cases, but again, 12 had been successful. Therefore, although the number of attempts has increased this year, the same number of victims have lost money. And this indicates that clearly, while awareness and education of the public requires to continue, more of the public are aware of this type of deception and are reporting it to the police. And importantly, they're not falling for the scam because they are increasingly aware of it. Now, the other significant rise in deception cases was in the field of computer crime. The 72 cases were computer-related deceptions. That was a rise of 31 cases, including people being deceived through social media sites. For your awareness, the current problematic site is the Line Network, L-I-N-E, and in these cases, people have been induced to pay money to people pretending to be their friends online. For technology crime, from January to May, there were 111 cases, an increase of 48 when compared with the same period in 2013. And the increases were mainly due to online shopping fraud, 45 cases, online games fraud, 32 cases, and naked chat cases, which is 21. So we can identify the areas that I've mentioned that require more work. And by the nature of these types of crimes, they can be quite difficult to detect. They very often involve locations outside of Hong Kong. So while we're trying to solve those crimes and working with overseas law enforcement agencies, we have to continue to promote public awareness and the prevention of technology crimes through public education and the community engagement. You may be aware that NTN Region has commenced another round of awareness events publicising the dangers of technology crime, and the region has set up a special working group to address the issues. At a district level, for both deception and technology crimes, we are reaching out to all accessible members of society through our network of partners to promote awareness via the police force website, school talks, prevention messages to businesses, use of the senior police call, as well as numerous leaflet distributions. And we will continue with this focus. And the above is the crime report for the period from April to May this year and from January to May. And I welcome any questions which members may have.
好，多謝主席，我呢就睇到嗰個電話騙案嗰度呢，其實係應該有個上升嗰個幅度。而且個上升嗰個幅度呢其實都幾大，咁即係令人呢即係比較擔心。我想了解一下呢，就係嗰個騙案個類別呢，咁其實而家個騙案類別呢即係增幅咗嗰度呢，係其實嚟自邊一方面嗰啲騙案會比較多啲呢？我想喺呢方面了解多啲。咁同埋警方會唔會有啲咩措施啊，去防止翻呢啲騙案嘅發生咧？唔該，主席。
好啊，有冇其他同事提問題？有冇就請總警司回應程志雄議員嘅提問
？Yes, thank you, Chairman. Just give me a moment there. Okay, For the 58 telephone deception cases, there's an increase of 25 when compared with the period last year. So of those, two cases were detected. And I think the real question here, of course, is what happened to the victims. Of the 12 cases in which culprits were deceived, quite a significant amount was lost. 385,000, in fact. I'd like to comment a little bit about the question, and to answer the question about how people are deceived. It's normally by people pretending to be friends of the family, or victims that are friends of the family who are involved in traffic accidents. Sometimes people claiming that they've been detained in prisons in another jurisdiction. So these tend to be, the same issues tend to be repeated over and over again, which is why our messages to the public on this are quite consistent. I'd like to point out that of the 12 successful cases, it was evenly split, 6 male, 6 females. And often people think this is just the elderly who are deceived. But in fact, for 12 cases, there were 4 persons under the age of 50, while 8 were over the age of 50. And then I think the message on that is that we really have to, this type of deception, we can't assume it's just limited to elderly people anymore. It's more widespread, and hence our focus will not be our focus will not just be on the elderly members of the community. And then the second question was, what type of fraud cases are we talking about? Just give me a moment here. So for the technology crime cases, the majority are online shopping frauds, and I'll give you an idea of the type of cases at the moment. And again, for your awareness, the ones that we're most often recording in the last few months are Yahoo auction sites. So people are deceived by people making a deal, if you like, online, and then one party doesn't pay or doesn't send the goods to the other party, or keeps the money, doesn't send the goods. Online game frauds. This is where generally young people are induced to imparting game points with the promise of someone making a payment, and it doesn't come through. Then there are others which are just pure hacking cases, where people's accounts have been hacked. And that's what's happening with the line frauds, where, again, this one not restricted just to young people, but where people's accounts have been hacked and they receive messages from people who purportedly from their friends asking them to buy cards from convenience stores with game points in them. And regrettably, people tend to do that. They tend to trust that this is their friend that's making the request, instead of making a phone call to confirm with the individual that it is their friend in the first place. So a very simple type of awareness there would be able to reduce that type of technology crime. And that will form the focus of part of our increasing awareness for the community. Chairman, I hope that can answer the questions there.
All right. Tell you the... 陈思贤，
系多谢主席。我咧想提两点嘅，咁咧就第一样咧就即系近期因为咧就打世界杯啦吓，咁我哋睇新闻咧，亦都咧系睇到一啲咧警方侦破啊，非法赌波啊吓嗰啲即系场地嘅吓，咁亦都有喺屯门啊，我印象中应该系一至两宗啊，系喺屯门嘅。咁但係呢我睇返就呢個經常嘅罪案報告呢就冇一個數據呢就話有呢一個非法賭博啦嘅類別嘅。咁就其實我想問就係話其實喺我哋呢一個罪案報告裏面係咪冇包括呢一個類別啦，一話呢係將佢呢歸入咗去其他類型啦嘅罪行呢，如果冇嘅話點解冇呢咁樣。 咁呢个第一个问题啦。第二样呢就其实我係比较关注嘅呢，同埋我经常都会问嘅，有时喺滅罪委嗰个问啦，就係、是、嗰一期嘅即係罪案当中啦，有冇引致人命嘅事件嘅。咁呢就即係我都比较即係欣慰啦，我问过一两次其实都系冇啊。咁但呢我就即係睇下可唔可以要求呢警方其实喺呢啲定期嘅报告啊，嗰处都喺最尾嗰度增加一句嘅啫，增加一段嘅啫，就係、是、去报告返喺嗰一期嘅罪案报告里面呢有冇即係任何嘅罪案呢係引致人命嘅死亡啊。如果係有嘅话，当然都要讲下一个数字啊。咁我希望次次都係零啦，当然。多谢主席。
好。Chairman.
Yep, thank you, Chairman. Okay, the first question is regarding gambling and whether these cases will naturally appear in the crime report. And the answer to that is no, we generally don't put cases in there if their cases are not prevalent. I would say that we have a special duty squad working, as you know, to keep down vice, gambling and dangerous drugs activities within the district. And the focus at the moment has been very much on dangerous drugs. But we're mindful of the incidences and the potential for gambling. We also work not just with our own resources, but with regional resources when required. Now, I don't have figures in front of me about gambling cases, but I can tell you that certainly the majority of cases in the first 5 months of the year would be of a very minor nature, street gambling. That having been said, we have had several cases of significance, and you're quite right regarding the World Cup, that we've had two or three quite successful bookmaking cases, so related to individuals who have been networking via computer and accepting bets. And we were able to gather intelligence on that and to crack those cases. And that will obviously be ongoing. There's a force operation at the moment, and we form part of that, and that will continue up until the end of the World Cup. The issue of fatalities, and I remember the same member asked the question at the District Fight Crime Committee. I will always be able to answer you if there has been any crime which results in a fatality. And the last time I answered the question, it was correct. There hasn't been any. Since we last spoke on that issue, there's one case which has been a suspicious death of concern. And I think it was reported in the press where a body was found off of the Castle Peak power station in the water. And the case has been taken over by the Regional Crime Unit, but it has not yet been classified other than to say it's a suspicious death. Okay. Thank you, Chairman.
Yeah. 系，我冇其他人提问，就多谢。
多谢指挥官。
唔系高指挥官，就嘅报告同埋对呢个提问嘅回应。